What were we talking about? I think you know. That's right. That's right. Hour number four o'clock hour. 248-539-9797. We broke down Scott Harris, the trade deadline. Don't forget Harris tomorrow on the morning show at 9:02. That's going to be must listen to radio. And we did the Harris thing. We might bring it back. However, every now and then, yeah. Rico has an unbelievable radio question.
So what are you saying? I normally don't?
Normally, you every now and then, yeah.
Wow.
You don't always, do you?
Actually, I do.
Don't be so sensitive. Just deliver the damn question.
No, I'm not. Lions training camp is going on. And this is a question that I want you, the listeners, to think about. 248-539-9797. The Lions are probably going through the best time that we've ever witnessed, ever. They've been mentioned in the Super Bowl, you know, which quarterback is better? You know, is Jared Goff better than all these other quarterbacks? You don't get laughed at. It's a serious debate, a serious argument. Everything has changed. The fortunes have changed for the Lions. My question is this. Who's been more beneficial to the Lions' success? Is it Brad Holmes, the architect, or is it Dan Campbell, the coach of the team? 248-539-9797. There's no wrong answer here. I'm curious. It's almost like a barbershop debate. Which one of these guys have been more beneficial to the Lions' turnaround, to the Lions' success? Is it Brad Holmes? Is it Dan Campbell?
Oh, first of all, can I go to your barbershop?
Sure.
I need something with this beard. Take me there, will you?
Sure.
Thank you. I want to get in one of those barbershop debates. I've never been in one. Anyway, it's a great question, because when I asked it to Kenny and to David and to Evan, we were all sitting around, everybody had a different answer. And I don't care what people's answers are. You just know it's a good radio topic when everybody's like, no, but, and they start arguing. But if I have to choose, because everybody does have to choose, usually you ask this question and it's a negative. Who's been worse, Patricia or Quinn? Who's been worse, Avila or Ilitch, right? Like, it's always usually who has sucked more. That's usually right. The catch. So it's refreshing that we're asking it positively.
Right.
Like, who's been better, Holmes or Campbell? And I immediately wanted to say Brad Holmes, considering he is a drafting freaking genius. Every move he makes, for the most part, with the exception of Levi Onwuzurike, who apparently is having a great camp already, has worked out. And the Stafford trade worked out. Everything Brad Holmes has done, even not getting Chase Young, did that work out? Kind of.
No, actually, it didn't.
No, I heard Chase was taking some plays off in San Francisco.
Key play, that fourth down play, that last one, that was Chase Young chasing after Goff.
Listen to me.
Okay.
You listen to me.
Don't let the facts get in the way.
Of a good story. Brad Holmes has been amazing. However, I got to go with Campbell. And I know what people are saying. How can you go with Campbell? He has all those issues on fourth down and game management issues. I go with Dan Campbell because Dan Campbell has done the thing I never thought was possible. Like, yes, GMs have been hard to come by in Detroit when football is being talked about. But for the longest time, head coaches got whacked. If you were a head coach for the Lions, Marty Morningwig, Jim Schwartz, Rod Marinelli, the list goes on and on and on, Matt Patricia, Jim Caldwell, you never got another job, ever. And every coach always said the same thing. I will establish a culture. And I never thought it was possible to establish a culture in Detroit because the culture was always so awful. But Dan Campbell has done that. It's grit. Guys buy in. He's an unreal coach. Right. I say it's Dan Campbell.
When I thought about this, to me, it seems very simple. It is Brad Holmes. Dan Campbell, everything that you said, Rieger, makes sense.
Oh, thank you.
I can't argue. That's what I said. This is one where there's really no loser.
Yeah, exactly. Real quick, though, when you start comparing people and you want to try to prove your point, you sometimes are forced to rip on the other person.
Right, and that's just it. 248-539-9797. Brad Holmes, Dan Campbell. Who's been more beneficial to the Lions' turnaround, to the Lions' success? And it is Brad Holmes.
Why?
Brad Holmes is the architect of this team. Brad Holmes has brought all those players that are buying in. He went out and drafted. When we sat here at the radio station and saying, what did we say, David?
We don't draft running backs.
He did. He went out there and got Jahmyr Gibbs. He trades. He gets J-Mo. J-Mo's no good. All of a sudden, J-Mo is now the X factor. Hey, Matthew Stafford, he's untouchable until he wasn't. Hey, Matthew, you're going to L.A. And we got Jared Goff coming back.
Yeah,
guys, he's not going to be a Band-Aid. As a matter of fact, I'm going to extend Goff the second he lands in Detroit. And it worked. Like, everything that this – now, not everything, because he's. I still think he wasted a draft pick with Hendon Hooker. I still think he wasted a draft pick with the big old lineman.
From British Columbia.
Yeah. But he has gone out.
Nobody's perfect.
And he is – no, and you're right. No GM is going to go 100%. But he is bringing in players. And I think he is the one changing the culture because he's bringing in – the Lions type of players. And he doesn't care what the media says. He doesn't care what the fans say. If there's somebody out there he wants, he gets. And here's the other reason why. He recognizes talent and he's already locked them up. So eventually he's going to have to pay the piper, but it's not going to be for a few years. This window that they're in, it's going to be open for at least 3 years.
I'm just curious. And I think Brad Holmes is a genius. I've already said this, but your last point, identifying talent and locking them up, sometimes it can actually work against you. Like the latest
but until
one,
it does, nope,
oh, you're right.
But until it does,
the look, latest earlier one in of the Taylor show, I Decker, said, it could. But yes,
earlier in the show, I said that there is a certain precedent here of a team. You got to impress me. I don't believe in you, Brad Holmes.
No, he's been amazing.
You can make a mistake, and I'll be like, yeah, I probably wouldn't have done that. But you know what? Your aces. Keep it going.
Well, I was hearing earlier today driving in, Doug and Gator were talking about the comment from Dan Campbell about Levi Onwuzurike and how he's one of the best, he says. One of the best defensive players, one of the best D-linemen. He just said he was one of the best, right? And Doug said, I don't care what anybody says. I believe anything Dan Campbell says, considering how successful they've been. That's an amazing thing, because I believe the same thing with Brad Holmes. Whatever they say, I usually buy into. It's amazing what those two guys and Sheila have done.
And before we get to David and Kenny on what they think. And the other thing, Dan Campbell's like a man of the people, right?
Yeah.
Man, Brad Holmes is high-fiving fans on the road.
Oh, dude, he's throwing.
He's hanging out with them. He's dropping F-bombs. He's doing it all.
Like, he's getting into elevators and yelling at the top of his lungs, and it's freaking awesome.
248-539-9797. Who's been more beneficial to the Lions' turnaround and success, Brad Holmes, or is it Dan Campbell? David, you want to give us yours now?
I agree with you, Rico, but I'm going to give you my reasons.
No.
On the other side.
Oh, what a tease. Karshian-esque. All right, 248-539-9797. It's a great question. It needs an answer. 97 won the ticket.